This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, it's good to have your company. My name is Simon Smart. I'm with Justine Toe, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Christmas is sometimes thought of as a time of hope for new beginnings and the promise of better days to come. It might also be hopeful because it taps into our nostalgia for the days of childhood. Kids love Christmas, and seeing their excitement at this season rubs off on parents too. Justine, do you find Christmas a hopeful time?
Yeah, I do. My family often has this big get-together, and it's great to have a chance to catch up with people that you don't, you know, get a chance really to see during the year. I think it's a great time where people can put aside their differences and just come together for a big feed and hang out together. So I think it's really hopeful in terms of relationships being restored or strengthened, absolutely.
We did a bit of straw poll to ask Sydneysiders what they hope for. Have a listen, see what you think.
I guess I hope for success and happiness, and I guess it's a standardised thing to say, but I think it's pretty true, you know, to hope for something that's quite tangible.
Happiness, peace, you know, I think all the things that most people want.
Something better than what the previous year has been.
I hope to get a job by Christmas.
Happiness, that's about it.
That we improve the world.
I hope to be successful in what I do, and I hope that all my friends and family, that I can support them if I ever need to.
Just to be successful in everything I do.
I hope that one day I can have a garden where I grow vegetables that aren't infested with aphids.
I hope to eventually start going back up to my parents again and enjoying family time.
Feel love and have people to be able to love in return.
The happiness and the peace you feel during holidays and during time spent with family and friends, you want to have that all the time.
I hope for a better world.
I like the lady who said she hoped to one day have a veggie garden that didn't get eaten by pests. That was really nice. I found people's answers quite interesting. I mean, some had a more personal focus in hoping for success and happiness, but others said they hoped for a better world. And then, you know, other people's responses fell between the two.
Do you think Christmas can speak to these different kinds of hope people are talking about there? So hope on a personal level as well as hope for the wider world?
Yeah, I think the Christmas story is a story of hope. I find that what it's about is the entry of hope into a broken world through the birth of Jesus. So, I mean, some might say, you know, what difference can a child make? Well, if that one child happens to also be God, as Christians claim Jesus is, then that makes all the difference, not just for individuals, but also the world in which we live.
Yeah, just flesh that out a little bit more. Why does it make all the difference? How can that story bring hope to the world?
Well, I think because having God arrive on earth in human flesh means that we're not alone in the world, in a world that gives us so much reason to feel abandoned, cast off and lonely. Having God in human form conveys this sense of God identifying with us, of him stepping into a messy world and seeking to change it and make it a better place for us to live. And I think that is incredibly hopeful.
Yeah, clearly, it's not just a question of having God in human form, but also what he came to do, to ultimately offer his life for ours. Mm. You spoke of a messy world. How is its messiness experienced, especially at Christmas time?
Yeah, well, I mean, I only talked about the idea of people putting aside their differences and just getting along with each other for the sake of Christmas. Now, it's a nice idea, but it is a band-aid solution in some ways to the damage that people can do to each other. And for many people, it's often a really sad, lonely time, and it reminds them of conflict with their families. And, you know, of all that hype at Christmas time about family togetherness and so on, and being surrounded by people you love, it can be extremely excruciating for people who don't have that. And also, it's clear that it's not happy times for everyone in the world. You know, even if there's peace in our little corner of the world, it doesn't mean that it's good for others.
Yeah, so where is the hope at Christmas time?
Jesus' message is ultimately about reconciliation between humans, but also human reconciliation with God. And that's a hope that goes beyond what any of us can hope to achieve in this lifetime.
Well, thanks, Justine. Great message of hope at Christmas time.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.